and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelzley, Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tollison.
Well, happy 2022, basketball fans. Seth Tollison here with you, and that's right. We are officially into the 22 part of the 2021-22 high school basketball season. And don't look now, basketball season almost a third of the way done. It's hard to believe, but tonight some teams competing for the eighth time so far already this season, as we're just a couple, 3 weeks away from mid-season tournaments. And again, these games, especially in league play, very important as teams looking to already try to position themselves, looking for postseason runs. And again, with especially some of the talent, you look especially like the Big 7 League, you also get over there into the Twin Valley League. These games, these league games especially, huge, huge matchups tonight all across Northeast Kansas. And we're going to get you recapped on how all of those games wound up here tonight on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. I want to thank Kurt, also Kathy in here tonight, running the boards on our different stations on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We've also had games on the Sabetha channel and also the Holton channel at mscsports.net. There's also games on our sister station out of Atchison, 93.7 FM. CARE out of Atchison had some Northeast Kansas League games, and we'll get you hopefully a recap from Jefferson County North Valley Falls. Time counts as that game had two undefeated teams in the boys' game. Last we knew, that one was tied at halftime, 21 all. So a good one brewing there at JCN High School. Well, without any further ado, let's get to some final scores here for you tonight. We've got nearly all of the girls' finals in here for this evening. We're going to start with a Kansas City Atchison League game tonight, as it was all Lady Phoenix tonight. They win big, 71-10. Atchison winning big time tonight. They are 3-5 on the season. We mentioned the Twin Valley League. A lot of good games here. Donovan West, road win tonight. They defeat Washington County, 57-35. The Mustangs are now 7-1. Panthers still undefeated. Centralia wins tonight, 56-33 over Lynn on the road. Also winning on the road tonight was Clifton Clyde. They get to 7-1 by knocking off Axtell by a score of 54-31. Hanover tonight knocks off Frankfurt. They get to 6-1 with a win of 59-45 was the score. That game hurt on 92.1 KMZA tonight. And it's all Valley Heights tonight at home, as the Mustangs remain undefeated as they knock off Troy tonight, 72-30. One other non-league game, Onega in action tonight. They were playing Flint Hills Christian. Also Wetmore hosting Blue Valley tonight in the Twin Valley League. No final from that one as of now. We do have all of the Big 7 League girls finals in here tonight. We'll start over in Donovan County as Riverside hosted the Tigers of Jeff West, and it is the Tigers winning this one 53-38 in the girls game. The Tigers win it 53-38, and again they now get to 5-2. That is a 2-5 record now for Riverside with that loss. Perry LeCompton tonight stayed close with Hiawatha early on, but then Hiawatha just went off, simply put, as the Lady Redhawks win this one big, 64-36. They are undefeated still at 7-0. Nemaha Central gets a win tonight. They won on a 20-2 run to end the game, and they needed all 20 of those points as they win it 49-30. So, again, they win it big, 49-30, as they were able to run away from Holton tonight. As Holton, again, that was a tight one towards the end of that ball game. Nemaha Central does run away from the Wildcats, though, in that big seven-league matchup. So Betha tonight hosting Royal Valley, and the Blue Jays pick up a win at home, much needed for Sabetha, as they defeat Royal Valley 53-39 to get to 3-4. A couple of finals in so far from the Northeast Kansas League. ACCHS tonight, winners over Oskaloosa on the road, 45-22. And it is Valley Falls surviving at JCN, as it is the Lady Dragons winning 49-40. Valley Falls now 5-3. That heard on KIR 93.7 FM. One game in from the North Central Kansas League, Marysville tonight takes care of Abilene at home, 43-27. Do have a sprinkling of a few boys' games going final here tonight. We'll start with that Kansas City Atchison League matchup between Casey Washington and the Phoenix. It was Washington winning this one by 8, 57-49, so Atchison drops back down to 500 at 4-4. Also tonight in the Twin Valley League, Centralia wins big on the road at Lynn, 78-23. That's a final score for you. We've got Clifton Clyde tonight at the buzzer. Eagles get a road win over Axtell, 48-47. Clifton Clyde now 6-2. On KMZA 92.1 FM, the Wildcats of Hanover remain undefeated. They get to 7-0, and they do it with a 55-42 win over Frankfort. Also tonight, we've got Perry LeCompton knocking off Hiawatha 68-63 on the road. Hiawatha, multiple times in that game, had double-digit leads, and Perry LeCompton would take the lead midway through the fourth quarter, able to hold on in that one and win it by 5. So Perry gets to 5-3 with that big win in the Big 7. Holton at Nemaha Central tonight, and it is the Thunder. They are now 6-1 tonight. Holton drops to 4-3 as Nemaha Central holds off Holton, wins it 58-51. So again, the Nemaha Central get the sweep over the Wildcats tonight over in Seneca. Sabetha tonight then hosting Royal Valley, and it is the Panthers. They get the 48-36 win, so they survive tonight again in that boys matchup. Royal Valley still undefeated now at 7-0. And one other final in on the boys side of my score sheet here. It is ACCHS tonight. They get the 10-point win over Oskaloosa. That's their third win of the season, as they win it 56-46 over the Bears, as the Bears still looking for their first win here in this high school campaign. Well, again, that's where we are as far as the scores we have. If you've got one that you haven't heard yet and you'd like to pass it along, Kirk, again, manning the phone. He would gladly take that from you. 1-888-907-2346. Again, that's 1-888-90-RADIO. Please give us a call if you've got a score. We'll get you more scores coming up after the break. Also, recaps from our area games of the week on the MSC Sports Network. That's all on the way here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional, Roth, and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards, here in Hiawatha. Jeff Russell and Sabetha, or Shannon Wright and Holton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member, SIPC.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
How does identity theft protection, cell phone protection, accidental death and dismemberment insurance, roadside assistance, and more for only $5 a month sound to you? Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Ask us about adding Advantage Benefits Program to your GN Bank account today. It provides you with an advocate to guide you through the needed steps to restore your identity if your credit cards or identity gets compromised. Ask today about adding Advantage Benefits to your account for only $5 a month. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Yeah, welcome back to Community National Bank. High School School Board Show rolls on here on a Friday night, January the 7th, the first Friday night of the high school basketball season here in 2022. And like I talked at the opening of the show, very important games here as we are right smack dab in the middle of league play, as teams still seeing league opponents for the first time, especially those schools like Big 7 when they got to go both places. Again, big games here this week and next week. And then, like I said, mid-season tournaments coming up. So about that point of the year, the coach is really hoping to see their teams come to form and be playing at a high level. So it's going to be a very interesting couple of weeks here as we, again, get to about the third half or third part of the high school basketball season, and then midway through the season when we get to those tournaments. Again, like I said, it's going to be very important for these coaches to have these players and all of their, again, formations, everything all figured out as they get ready to make their push into the second half of the season towards the end of the month. So big games here tonight, and we mentioned some of them already. We do have a few more scores coming in. Here in this segment, we're going to run down all of the scores, and then coming up in our third segment, we'll take a look at our recaps, as we've got several of those coming in from, again, our play-by-play guys on the MSC Sports Network. We'll get your recaps from some Big 7 League matchups, also one from the Twin Valley League, and hopefully we can get a final and a recap in from that huge matchup in the Northeast Kansas League between Valley Falls and JCN, two teams undefeated going into tonight. So that game going to go a long way in determining the winner of the NEKL here in 2022. So let's take a look at those scores that we've got for you. We'll run down, again, our ladies' scores first. We'll start with Atchison tonight, winning at Casey Washington, 71-10. In the Twin Valley League, Donovan West gets a win, as they're 7-1 now. They knock off Washington County on the road, 57-35. It's a road win as well for Centralia. They defeat Lynn tonight, 56-33. Panthers undefeated at 6-0 now. Clifton Clyde, they win over Axtell, 54-31. It's Hanover tonight, topping Frankfurt, 59-45. Again, girls' finals here in the TVL. Valley Heights takes care of Troy tonight, 72-30. In the Big 7 League, it was Jeff West tonight. They win at Riverside, 53-38, the final there. Hiawatha wins by 28 points as they take care of Perry Lecompton tonight at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha, 64-36. Red Hawks undefeated now at 7-0. Nemaha Central, 19-point winners over Holton, 49-30. This game was close, but the Nemaha Central goes on a 20-2 run to end that game, as the Thunder are now 4-3. And wrapping up Big 7 League play tonight, it is the Lady Blue Jays of Sabetha getting a 14-point win at home over Royal Valley, 53-39. In the Northeast Kansas League, ACCHS, they are 7-1 tonight as they knock off Oskaloosa, 45-22. And it is a 9-point win for Valley Falls then on the road at Jefferson County North, as they win at 49-40. And the Dragons are now 5-3. One other score then from the North Central Kansas League, Marysville takes care of Abilene, 43-43. to 27. The boys' finals we have in for you so far here tonight. Kansas City, Washington knocks off Atchison by 8, 57 to 49. It is a win for Donovan West, their third of the season. They defeat Washington County on the road, 51 to 42. The Panthers of Centralia get the sweep over Lynn tonight, winning the nightcap 78 to 23. Buzzer beater at the end of the game gives the win to the Eagles, and by Eagles I mean Clifton Clyde. They defeat Axtell 48 to 47, as Clifton Clyde is now 6-2. Hanover is undefeated with a win tonight over Frankfurt, 55 to 42. In the Big 7 League, Perry LeCompton has to come from behind twice, and they do so and win at Hiawatha, 68 to 63. The Cause are now 5-3. Nemaha Central, they sweep Holton tonight as they win the nightcap, 58 to 51. The Thunder are now 6-1 and still undefeated. Now at 7-0 is Royal Valley as they win at Sabetha by a score of 48 to 36. One other final we have in on the boys' side of the score sheet is ACCHS tonight. They pick up their third win of the season by knocking off Oskaloosa on the road, 56 to 46. Well, we're going to take our next break. Stay tuned, though. Don't go anywhere. We'll get a look at more scores. Also on the way, again, those recaps I mentioned. Also, our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominations. I've got several on both lists, so we'll do that coming up towards the end of the show. So keep listening right here to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Big corporate thing to these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. They're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Are you an energy giver or an energy taker? At B&P Propane, we are creating a culture of positive energy. We are encouraging others to share a smile, not a frown, to open the door, not let someone down. We feel it's the responsibility of every business and citizen to be a part of the community by contributing to its local charities, schools, and churches. Yes, it's easier to have free delivery of gifts and food to your front door, but how does that energize community? Someone may need to see your smile and feel your handshake. Today, a local business may need that extra dollar to pay its employees and feed their families. Join B&P Propane in 2022, and let's be energy givers.
Giant Communications has its origins for over 63 years as one of the earliest independent telecommunications companies in the state of Kansas. Giant Communications and its sister companies serve more than 7,000 business and residential customers in over 40 Kansas counties. Over the years, Giant has not become the biggest telecommunications provider in the state, but we've become the most dependable, offering TV, telephone, and internet for a few hundred business employees. Contact Giant Communications or connect remotely at giantcom.net for all your telecommunications services.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Denison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. We remain locally owned, locally operated, and locally focused.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, good evening. Seth Tollefson here with you on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Again, your source for all things high school basketball. As again, we are in our first night of the 22 portion of the 21-22 high school basketball season. As again, our first Friday night here in the new year. Several teams did have some games on Tuesday, not everybody, so that might be something to consider here tonight as you're watching games. Some of those teams with their first game back from the winter break maybe is shaking off a little bit of dust as they get set again to finish off the season. So hopefully they get that done here tonight and we can get going as, again, a full slate of basketball games coming up next Tuesday and then again next Friday. Right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So I invite you to keep listening again to our local sports broadcast. They'll have all the latest changes to the schedule as we take a look at what's coming up next Tuesday night and then Friday night. Of course, the Scoreboard Show will be back next Friday night, no matter which game we carry. But we will nonetheless have lots of basketball action coming your way next week here on Kansaland Radio. Well, at 9:36, let's take a look at those final scores again for you. We'll take a look at the doubleheaders specifically to see how each team did for both the boys and the girls in each doubleheader. We'll start with that Atchison and Kansas City, Washington doubleheader tonight as the Phoenix were on the road as it was the ladies winning 71-10 in the opener, so no problems for the Lady Phoenix, but Atchison struggling then in the nightcap as Washington was able to hold off Atchison and win by 8, 57-49. As we take a look at the Twin Valley League, first our feature game of the night on 92.1 KMZA, Hanover, the Lady Wildcats knock off Frankfort 59-45. So the ladies of Hanover are 6-1. And again, not to be outdone, the men win it as well. Hanover gets the sweep as they win the nightcap 55-42. And the Wildcats are now 7-0 on the boys' side of the score sheet. Donovan West tonight at Washington County. Mustangs win both of those games. The ladies win 57-35 to get to 7-1. And Donovan West picks up their third win in the boys' side of the score sheet, 51-42 over Washington County. Centralia tonight also with a sweep. The girls win over Lynn 56-33. And then in the second half, it's Centralia winning over Lynn 78-23 in the boys' game. Clifton Clyde tonight at Axtell, a sweep as well for the Eagles of Clifton Clyde, and they win the girls game 54-31. And then on a buzzer beater, Clifton Clyde takes the win from Axtell 48-47. One girls final in tonight, Valley Heights knocks off Troy 72-30. Do not have the final from the boys game in the Twin Valley League, but again, like I said, the Mustangs for Valley Heights do win the girls game 72-30. One other doubleheader we don't have results from yet. Wetmore hosting Blue Valley tonight, and then Onega was in action in a non-league game. They were playing Flint Hills Christian, and again, no update from that one. All of the finals in tonight in the Big 7 League, as in Riverside, it was Jeff West winning the girls game by a score of 53-38, while the Cyclones get the split, winning the nightcap 44-38. So the boys for Riverside are now 3-4. Also a split at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha as the Lady Redhawks open things up with the W as they defeat the Lady Cause 64-36. But it was Perry LeCompton coming from behind, winning the nightcap 68-36. So the Cause are now 5-3. Nemaha Central at home tonight hosting the Wildcats of Holton. Thunder win the girls game 49-30 and then get the sweep by knocking off the Wildcats in the boys game 58-51. And then Sabetha hosting Royal Valley tonight. The Lady Blue Jays win it at home 53-39, but it is Royal Valley getting the 12-point win and the nightcap 48-36. Royal Valley knocks off Sabetha tonight. ACCHS at Oskaloosa, Tigers get the sweep as the Lady Tigers win 45-22 over the Bears. And then in the nightcap, it is the boys winning 56-46 ACCHS over Oskaloosa. We do have that final from Jefferson County North in Valley Falls. It is the Lady Dragons winning 49-40. And at last check, again, 21-21. All at halftime, Valley Falls, Jefferson County North, again, both undefeated and again, both with 21 points at the half. So again, that game should be getting close to ending if it hasn't already. Hopefully we'll get that score from you just as soon as we can. And hopefully we'll get a recap again from Tom Counts, again from that Dragons and Chargers game going on at Jefferson County North High School. Also tonight then in the North Central Kansas League, Marysville wins the girls' game over Abilene, 43-27. But it's all Abilene, though, in the nightcap. They win over Marysville, 74-42, the final in that one. Well, we've got to take our next break, so stay tuned. Come back with us. Hopefully we'll have those recaps we were talking about. And we'll also get you all of the scores again. That's after this here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I am a board-certified mental health and wellness coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about whole self-care and functional nutrition and would love to help customize a plan for reaching your specific health goals. You will learn about which foods and nutrients are necessary to restore your body to optimal health and how to incorporate techniques to alleviate stress on your body, mind, and soul. Coaching keeps us accountable, and this is what I specialize in. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha for your free consultation.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
And welcome back to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Tollefson here with you. Also, Kurt still in studios here trying to find the last few scores that we are looking for here on our score sheet tonight. Again, if you've got one that you haven't heard so far here on the show, again, the number 1-888-907-2346. We'd appreciate an update on those scores, but we'll get you as many of those as we can here before we get off the air. Here in this segment, we are going to get to some recaps. So we're going to start off in the Twin Valley League tonight, as it was the Battle of the Wildcats, Frankfort hosting Hanover tonight. Here's Brandon with a recap from that doubleheader.
Two games featuring four ranked teams on Friday night from Frankfort High School as they welcomed in the Hanover Wildcats for a TVL double dip showdown. In the girls' contest, it was Hanover getting the win 59-45. And in the boys' contest, it was Hanover, the number one team in the state, getting it done 55-42. In the girls' contest, it was 13 points and 10 rebounds leading the way for Keegan Atkins as Hanover jumped out to a 13-10 lead. They led it by 10 at the half, led it by 14 going into the fourth, and able to win it there, 59-45 again the final. Again, our player of the game was Keegan Atkins, presented by Farmers State Bank with the 13 points and 10 rebounds. Caitlin Clip, also a good game with 12 points and 5 rebounds. Frankfort was led by Hattie Gross, who had a double-double, 18 points and 10 rebounds. Emma Hardwick, the 5'6 sophomore, 13 points and 5 rebounds. Hanover improving to 6-1, 5-1 in TDL play. Frankfort drops their third straight. They're now 4-3 and 0-3 in TDL play. In the boys' contest, Frankfort's kept it interesting, but Hanover able to slowly extend out the lead and ultimately win it by 13, 55-42. They led it by 4 at the half. It was 28-14, but a big third quarter by Hanover, 13-6 was their advantage. They took an 11-point lead into the fourth quarter and able to keep Frankfort at arm's length. Keys in this one, rebounding. Hanover out-rebounded Frankfurt 43-22. Philip Debley was our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. 14 points, 15 rebounds, a monster double-double, although Emmett Juneman led the way for Hanover, 17 points and 6 rebounds. Caden Dollinghouse led Frankfurt with 15 points, 5 rebounds. Number one ranked Hanover, defending state champs, have now won 28 straight games going back to last year. They're 7-0 on the year. Frankfurt takes their second loss, and they have their four-game winning streak snapped. They are now 5-2, and they take their first loss, 2-1, in TBL play. Up next for both next Tuesday, Hanover goes to Axtell, and Frankfurt is at home against Wetmore. Again, it's a Hanover sweep in a battle of four ranked teams from Frankfurt High School. Girls final 59-45, boys score 55-42. I'm Brandon Tamman reporting for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much. Other scores then from the Twin Valley League tonight. And it was Donovan West in the girls game winning 57-35. Mustangs would get the sweep by winning the boys game then by a final of 51-42. Centralia tonight, no trouble on either side of the doubleheader as the girls win 56-33 over Lynn, while Centralia takes care of Lynn in the boys game 78-23. One girls final in, Blue Valley tonight knocks off Wetmore 44-33. So Blue Valley is now 2-4. We do not have the boys score as of yet. Clifton Clyde tonight at Axtell. As in the girls game, it was Clifton Clyde winning it by a score of 54-31. A little closer in the boys game as it was Clifton Clyde winning it 48-47. On a buzzer beater, Clifton Clyde knocks off Axtell tonight. One other girls' final we've got for you here this evening, Valley Heights tonight hosting Troy. The final there was Valley Heights 72 and Troy 30. Full slate of Big 7 League games going on here tonight, and we'll start with a recap from the Roundhouse as Hiawatha hosted Perry LeCompton, Battle of the Birds. Here is again Johnny Kane with that recap.
The first Friday of the 2022 portion of the high school basketball season took place inside of the Roundhouse in Hiawatha on Friday night. And it was a split between Hiawatha and Perry LeCompton. Hiawatha girls win the opening game 64-36. Perry LeCompton boys come from behind to win the boys game 68-63. In the girls game, Hiawatha started fast and really never looked back, led 22-14 after one, 44-18 at the half, and 62-28 going into the fourth quarter to force a running clock the rest of the way. Big game for three players for Hiawatha. Darcy Lears and Bailey Pierce each had 14, but Claire Lindstrom, she was our player of the game, brought to you by the Assistant State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha on KNZA, finished with 13 points, big rebounds, big assists, big plays throughout. She is named our player of the game. So Hiawatha now 7-0 on the year, 5-0 in Big 7 League play. While Perry LeCompton was led in scoring by Taylor Damien, who had 19. The Colors are now 1-7 and 0-5 in Big 7 League play. In the boys' game, really it looked like Hiawatha was going to run away with this one, led by as many as 15 in the second quarter. Perry LeCompton went on an 11-0 run and eventually was able to tie the game at 34, where Hiawatha led 36-34 at half. Hiawatha then again got back to a big lead and led by as many as 11 in the third quarter. But again, Perry stormed back, eventually took a 63-61 lead and go on to win it by a final of 68-63. So for Perry LeCompton, they are now 5-3 on the year, 3-2 in Big 7 League play, and they were led by Seth Cooksey, who was our player of the game tonight on KNZA. 22 points, he only averages 7 a game, but he had 22 tonight. He was our player of the game. Also, Caden Dolman at 18, Gunnar Ball at 14 for Perry. While for Hiawatha, they were led by Carson Gilbert, who had 23, 15 for Mario Accaldi, and 11 for Ashton Rocky. So Perry now, again, 5-3 overall, 3-2 in Big 7 League play. Hiawatha 4-3 and 2-3 in Big 7 League action. But again, from the Roundhouse in Hiawatha on Friday night, it was a split. Hiawatha girls win the opening game 64-36. Perry boys win the nightcap 68-63. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Kane.
All right, thank you very much, Johnny. We'll take a look now at Nemaha Central and Holton, as this doubleheader was aired on MSCSports.net on the Holton channel with a recap of that doubleheader. This is Justin Fluke.
First Friday of the new year for high school hoops, and it was a big seven-league sweep for the Nemaha Central Thunder at home versus Holton on Friday night. In the girls' game, it was really tight through most of the contest. Nemaha Central led 32-28 going into the fourth quarter. Holton was down one just before the start of the fourth quarter, but Nemaha Central would end the game on a 20-2 run. They held Holton without a field goal in the final 8 minutes and pulled away for a 49-30 win. The two senior guards got it done for Nemaha Central. Kenzie Henry hit four threes and scored 16. Taryn Ganstrom added 13 as the Nemaha Central girls improved their record to 4-3. The Holton girls got 10 from Lindsay Wisdom, but trailed the majority of the night and ended up falling to 3-4 with the loss. In the boys' contest, Nemaha Central led 20-11 at the end of the quarter, but Holton came back to make it a one-point game at halftime and then took the lead in the third quarter 33-30. How would Nemaha Central respond? Well, to the tune of a 13-2 run and then never look back as the Thunder made 10 free throws in the fourth quarter to keep Holton an arm's length distance away. And Nemaha Central gets the win, 58-51. The Beck boys, joined by two other Nemaha Central seniors with big nights offensively. Curtis Beck had 21, Marcus Beck had 15, but also with 10 points each were Cole Hermish and Carter Lutz, as Nemaha Central boys get their record to 6-1 on the season. Holton got four threes and 16 points from Jalen Turner, while Matt Lears had 14 before fouling out, and Jake Zeller added a dozen. But the Holton boys dropped their second straight. They're now 4-3 on the season. So Nemaha Central wins them both by 19 in the girls' game, by 7 in the boys' game. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, thank you very much, Justin. We'll round out our recaps tonight in the Big 7 League with an update from the Sabetha Channel, as tonight it was Royal Valley at Sabetha. Here is that recap.
Tonight we would see the Panthers of Royal Valley in town to take on the Blue Jays of Sabetha, as the Sabetha girls are coming off of a great win over the Nemaha Central Lady Thunder, and the Sabetha boys coming off a 31-point loss against the boys of Nemaha Central. In the first game of the night, the Panthers of Royal Valley would play Sabetha, and the Lady Jays would walk away with a 53-39 win here this evening. The Sabetha Lady Jays were led in scoring by Mary Luker, who had 14 points. Emily Krebs, Hallie Scobie, and Jessica Gruber all had 10 points apiece in the win as well. The Lady Jays as a team had 9 turnovers, hit one three-pointer, and went 16 of 24 from the free throw line. The Lady Panthers as a team were led by Shinokwa Price, who had 13 points. Elisa Ladson netted 10 points in the loss as well. The Lady Panthers as a team had 11 turnovers, hit 6 three-pointers, and went 5 of 10 from the free throw line. In the second game of the night, we would see the Sabetha boys against Royal Valley. Sabetha would only be down by 6 at halftime, as it was 22-16 the Panthers. At the end of the final, it would be a 12-point win for the Panthers as they moved to 7-0 on the season by getting the win 48-36. The Royal Valley boys, were led in scoring by KJ Miller, who had 19 points all in the night. Knox Wawasik had 13 as well, and Brady Klotz chipped in 12. The boys as a team for Royal Valley had 7 turnovers, hit 2 three-pointers, and went 6-6 from the free throw line here this evening. The Sabetha boys, they were led in scoring by junior Matt Garber. He had 16 points all in the night. Davis Roki chipped in 12, and Christian McAfee netted 8 in the loss. The Sabetha boys as a team had 15 turnovers, hit 5 three-pointers, and went 9 of 14 from the free throw line. So the Sabetha boys, they get the loss here. They go to 5-2 as Royal Valley goes to 7-0. So it's a split here this evening. Royal Valley on Tuesday will be at Jeff West, and Sabetha will be at Hiawatha. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, thank you very much, Logan. As again, one other doubleheader then tonight going on in the Big 7 League. Riverside tonight would host the Tigers of Jeff West, as it would be the visitors winning the girls' game 53-38. So Jeff West is now 5-2, while Riverside drops to 2-5. In the nightcap then, it was Riverside winning by a score of 44-38. So the Cyclones hold on to get their third win of the season, while Jeff West unfortunately dropping to 0-7. In the Northeast Kansas League, we talked about that big game between Jefferson County North and Valley Falls. It's gone final. And to give you the recap, here's Tom Counts.
There was a great crowd on hand in Winchester, Kansas tonight. They all came expecting two excellent games between Valley Falls and Jefferson County North, and they got exactly what they were hoping for in the ladies' game. It was Jefferson County North coming away with a 49-40 win. They were led by Lydia Tweed and Macy Thompson with a dozen points apiece. 19, though, for Corey Kirkwood for Valley Falls. JCN improves their mark to 3-4. Valley Falls is now 4-3. In the second game, two undefeated teams, both in the state rankings. Valley Falls led at the end of the quarter. The teams were tied at the half. JCN led at the end of three quarters. But it was the Dragons who were able to persevere, 54-47. 18 points apiece for Dylan Cervantes and Avery Gansmeyer led the way for Valley Falls, who improves their record now to 7-0 in the conference and 8-0 overall. JCN, led by Ryan Feldkamp, 17, is now 6-1. So again, in Winchester, Kansas, it was the Lady Chargers taking the first game. The Dragons win the nightcap. From Winchester, Kansas, Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. So again, a split there. Jefferson County North wins the girls' game 49-40. Then in the boys' game, Valley Falls would get that road win to remain undefeated, now at 8-0, 54-47. One other doubleheader. We've got finals in for tonight. ACCHS was at Oskaloosa tonight. Tigers win the girls' game 45-22. And they get the boys' game as well, winning 56-46. So ACCHS is now 3-5 on the boys' side of the score sheet. And in the North Central Kansas League tonight, Marysville wins in the girls' game 43-27, but it is all Abilene. In the nightcap, they win this one 74-42 over Marysville. Well, stay tuned. Our last break is upon us. We're going to take that. We'll come back. We'll take a look again at the scores one more time. We'll pick our Community National Bank and their Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winners. We'll do that after this here on the Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Did you know that 20% of small business startups in Kansas close before their first year ends? I am Carly Fletcher with B&P Propane in Houlton. This holiday season and the start of 2022, I want to encourage listeners to support your local businesses and your community. By supporting your local businesses, you are supporting local youth, local churches, and local charities. Let's create waves of support for those small businesses because they give back to our communities, pay local taxes, and support our small towns. Let's not take them for granted. B&P Propane is proud to be a small business in Kansas, and this holiday season and into 2022, we will be shopping local.
Giant Communications has its origins over 63 years ago as one of the earliest independent telecommunication companies in the state. Giant Communications and its sister companies serve more than 7,000 business and residential customers. Over the years, Giant hasn't become the biggest telecommunications provider in the state, but we've become the most dependable, offering business television, telephone, or internet for a few or a few hundred employees. Contact Giant Communications or connect remotely at giantcom.net for all your communication services.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
It may be old-fashioned to say, but you never go wrong by putting money in the bank. According to DataTrack, Denison State Bank consistently pays among the highest yields in the area on deposited funds. To find out our most current rates, visit dsbks.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you.
And one final time for this Friday night. It's time to wrap up the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show as we run down all of the final scores here for you just one more time. We'll also pick our Lugard Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winners. I've got one for both the girls and the boys. We'll take a look at those nominations here in just a second, and we'll also preview what's coming up this weekend. Some Chiefs football, a bunch of Big 12 basketball, all sorts of stuff coming up. We'll also just do a quick sneak peek into next week and see what we've got coming for high school basketball. Well, on to those scores. We'll start with all of the girls' finals we've got for you here this evening. It's Atchison tonight winning at KC Washington 71-10 in the Twin Valley League. Donovan West wins at Washington County 57-35. It is Centralia tonight on the road over Lynn 56-33. Blue Valley gets the W over Wetmore 44-33. Clifton Clyde tonight, they get the win at Axtell, 54-31. Hanover tonight on KMZA 92.1 FM defeats Frankfort, 59-45. And in our last girls' final from the TVL tonight, it's Valley Heights winning at 72-30. In the Big 7 League tonight, it's Jeff West, a road win at Riverside, 53-38. Hiawatha takes care of Perry LeCompton, 64-36. Nemaha Central wins tonight at home, knocking off Holton 49-30. And rounding out the Big 7 League girls' finals, it's Sabetha over Royal Valley 53-39. ACCHS tonight in the Northeast Kansas League got a win at Oskaloosa 45-22. And it is Jefferson County North over Valley Falls 49-40 as JCN wins that big matchup in the NEKL. One other girls' final then from the North Central Kansas League, Marysville tonight defeats Abilene 43-27. Boys' finals then here for this evening, KC Washington over Atchison 57-49. In the Twin Valley League, Donovan West over Washington County 51-42. It's Centralia on the road defeating Lynn 78-23. Clifton Clyde hits a basket at the buzzer to win over Axtell 48-47. Hanover tonight tops Frankfort to remain undefeated at 55-42, a final. Hanover 7-0 again, still ranked number one in their classification. Troy tonight then in the Twin Valley League defeats Valley Heights 54-42. Big 7 League finals tonight. It's Riverside over Jeff West 44-38. Perry LeCompton has to come from behind twice, but they do so and win at Hiawatha 68-63. Nemaha Central tonight over Holton 58-51, and it's Royal Valley still undefeated as they defeat Sabetha on the road tonight 48-36. In the Northeast Kansas League, ACCHS knocks off Oskaloosa on the road 56-46, and a thriller tonight, Valley Falls over Jefferson County North, battle of unbeatens going into tonight, and Valley Falls would remain so as they defeat JCN 54-47, and Abilene tonight then rounding out our scores, defeats Marysville 74-42.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go! Come on!
At Lugard Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's Game Ball presentation.
All right, let's get to our Game Ball nominees here this evening. We'll start at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. We had two nominees as Darcy Leards from Hiawatha and Bailey Pierce, both with 14 points each tonight in Hiawatha's big win over Perry LeCompton. Also tonight, Hanover's Keegan Atkins had 13 points and 10 rebounds, so a double-double for Keegan and Hanover's win. Valley Falls' Corey at Kirkwood had a big night tonight as Valley Falls unfortunately coming up short, but she put in 21 points tonight for the Dragons. But our Lugard Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner tonight is Nemaha Central's Mackenzie Hendry. 16 points, including 4 threes. A big night tonight for Henry from behind the arc, and that a big part of Nemaha Central's run there to give the Thunder the win over Holton. Our boys' nominees here tonight. We'll start with Philip Debley, as he had 14 points and 15 rebounds. So big night for Philip tonight. Also, Curtis Beck for Nemaha Central, 21 points. Big night for him as well. KJ Miller, Royal Valley, had 19 points. And for Valley Falls, Dylan Cervantes had 18 points. So again, that helped big time for Valley Falls. But tonight, we're giving the game ball to Seth Cooksey of Perry LeCompton. He had 22 points, 13 of those points came in the fourth quarter, and when you win by five, when you're down by double digits, a bunch of points in the fourth quarter is going to get you a game ball. So Seth Cooksey of Perry LeCompton, our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner on the boys' side here tonight. Well, taking a look at the calendar coming up tomorrow, of course, some big football, I think, going on over in Denver as Kansas City looks to wrap up the regular season. Pre-game coverage will air on KMZA 92.1 FM at 2 o'clock for that 3 o'clock kickoff tomorrow, again, between the Chiefs and the Broncos. Again, they're getting the NFL weekend kicked off tomorrow, the first game of the weekend. So we'll need Kansas City to win, and we need a Houston win over Tennessee, as that won't take place until Sunday. So we got to take care of business first. Also, speaking of the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis will be on Monday night. So once everything takes place and we know how the Chiefs finish up and where they sit in the playoffs, they'll talk about that quite a bit, I'm sure, on Monday in the Chiefs Kingdom Show. And you can hear that on KMZA 92.1 FM. Also coming up on Saturday, K-State basketball, as they will be taking on West Virginia. You can hear that on 103.9 KNZA. 12 o'clock will be the start time for that big game for the Wildcats. Also, Benedictine in action there at Graceland for a men and women doubleheader. 2 o'clock for the girls and then 4 o'clock for the boys. Also, some high school basketball on KTNC, our sister station out of Falls City. Taking a look then at next week, kind of a sneak peek, our games, what we have on the calendar as of right now, ACCHS at Jackson Heights on 103.9, on KMZA 92.1 Onega at Troy, and then on our sister station out of Atchison, Oskaloosa will be at Horton on Care 93.7, and then of course don't forget the Holton Channel and Sabetha Channel, as Holton will be at Perry LeCompton, and Sabetha will be at Hiawatha, again on MSCSports.net, both the Holton and Sabetha channels. Well, that's pretty much going to wrap it up. Again, I'd like to thank all of the play-by-play guys for their recaps here tonight and getting all the information ready to go for the show. I can't do the show without Kurt. He does all of the score running around and finding those for me, so I appreciate his work each and every week. Until next Friday, this is Seth Tollefson on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, for all the final scores, area standings, schedules, and more, visit our website, mscsports.net. This Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show has also been brought to you by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, by Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, by Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by Edward Jones with offices in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, by S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions.